Hello, and welcome to your fourth free day, which may be day 14 for some of you, in the Overcoming Call Reluctance 30-day coaching system. This is Nancy, and yesterday I shared with you something called a comfort zone challenge, and I wanted to let you know that I actually did it, and I wanted to share my story about it. It was from a book called The 4-Hour Workweek, and when I read it, I thought it was a great idea. So I was sharing it with a coaching client of mine when we were having a coaching session in a coffee shop, and I was thinking it would be a good exercise for her as a business owner to get out of her comfort zone. So when she heard the challenge, she said to me, "Well, Nancy, you're the single girl." I was single at the time. She goes, "I think that's something that you should do," and she was married with a family. So I was caught basically. So what else could I do but do the challenge? And she challenged me to do it right there in front of her. So I looked around the coffee shop thinking, you know, well, I usually don't see good looking guys in here, so maybe I'm off the hook. But sure enough, there was a very attractive man right over by the windows, if you know Spot Coffee on East Avenue. And that's the part of the challenge. You have to approach somebody who's attractive and ask them for their phone number. So this man looked like a cross between Jude Law and Kevin Costner. So I'm not kidding when I say he was very attractive. And as I got up to approach him, I was actually shaking. I was so nervous. For most people, approaching someone of the opposite sex that they find attractive is a little bit disconcerting. We've been, you know, used to not doing it because of fear of rejection. And so in order to get out of your comfort zone, that's, you know, there's probably nothing better than this challenge. So when I got to his table, I was so nervous, I practically fell into the chair across from him. I was going to stand by his table and just ask him for his number and then get out of there as quick as I could. But I was so shaken that I actually fell into the chair. So of course, he looks up from his laptop a little bit shocked. And I said something like this. I mean, who really knows, because I was so nervous, who could remember? I said something like, "Hi, I saw you over here and thought you were the best looking guy I've ever seen in here. I know that if I didn't approach you, I'd be kicking myself later. Would you mind if I got your number and called you sometime?" And the delay in his response was probably 1 second, but it felt like an eternity, and I wanted to crawl under the table. And then all of a sudden he said, in the most beautiful accent, "I'm really flattered, but I'm in a committed relationship." Well, his accent really threw me, and all of a sudden my natural curiosity about people kicked in. So my plan to dart and leave the table went by the wayside as I asked him about his accent. "Where are you from?" So he was from South Africa, lived in Europe. He currently resided in New York City, was in Rochester for business. So we had a nice chat about where he worked and what he did. And at the end, I had left my business card there. I think I had it out in my hand just as an easy escape in case the guy actually asked for my number. So I just thanked him, and he thanked me again, and I walked away back to my coaching client. So I was still shaking by the time I got back to my table, but I felt amazing. It felt exhilarating. It was like I had just bungee jumped or jumped out of a plane. It was that kind of a rush. So I went back to my coaching client, told her the story. She thought it was funny, and I didn't give it a second thought. I just completely forgot about it, because the intention of the exercise is not to get the person's number. It's not to try and start something. It's simply just ask. It does, again, what we are always teaching you, reward your action, not the results. Doesn't matter about the results, but I was in control of getting over my fear and asking, and that's what felt so great. But here's the real funny part to the story, is a couple weeks later, I got an email from the gentleman saying that he was so flattered by what I had said, and that he had never in his life been approached by somebody and told that he was good looking. And he just wanted to thank me for making his day. And it was very genuine, didn't leave any open endings. But I just felt really good, because I thought, here I got out of my comfort zone and I pushed someone out of theirs. So, well, there's the dog barking. So I'm going to go and leave you to your free day. Enjoy it. And if you have a comfort zone challenge to share with us, we'd love to hear about it on the blog. Have a great day.